Well, once again, at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois, and finishing up the Bears media luncheon, and had a chance to sit down with Jeff Springsteen. We actually got to have lunch together, and it was a very pleasant experience. Jeff, tell me a little bit what you do for Bayer.
Sure. I am the senior product manager for selective corn herbicides, and I am also what they call the CMET or CMET manager, and that is the Commercial Management Excellence Trainee Program.
Well, today you were put at the weed resistance table and talking weeds. broad spectrum, but specifically corn and soybeans, what do you feel producers in this area are typically faced with on a yearly basis with when talking about weed resistance?
Oh yeah, I mean it's not getting better. Let's put it that way, right? It's only getting worse and gonna get worse if we continue to do the things that we're doing. Okay, and I'm not saying everybody is, but unfortunately, there's a lot of farmers that are, you know, not maybe doing the ideal things to keep weed resistance from developing and becoming worse. And, you know, key things are like utilizing full use rates, right? We, for years, you know, tried to, you know, cut the cost down by, you know, using a half to 60% rate, or what they would call a sublethal rate of a herbicide. And that's probably one of the worst things that you can do from a standpoint of to develop weed resistance. So, you know, we need to encourage our farmers to use full use rates, use multiple modes of action. You know, that's another thing. A lot of times farmers will use multiple products together, but they're all the same mode of action. And that's not a good thing from a weed resistance or integrated weed management standpoint. You want to make sure you use multiple modes of action, multiple applications, and full use rates.
It seems like education is the key and really informing those growers of how to do it the correct way. How are you guys trying to implement that across the country?
We have an initiative called Respect the Rotation, where we are working with all the major, you know, land grant universities, and we're helping to sponsor Respect the Rotation days, and where we're really at these a lot of these sites, we're not talking about our products, right? We're not, you know, doing the sales job of just selling Corvus and Caprino and our other products. It's really more of educating farmers and educating them about integrated weed management and the best things to do from a weed resistance management standpoint, and it's coming right from the universities, right? So what we, you know, funding is tight at universities, so we like to work with them to be able to supply the funding so they can supply the education to the farmer, so they really do understand all these concepts of, you know, multiple modes of action, of why you need, you know, full use rates. You know, it does really come down to education. We also have a website about Respect the Rotation, and we also utilize a lot of literature as well. But I think one of the keys is working with the universities.
And I think that what we kind of talked about during lunch was something that was kind of scary and alarming for the industry, is that there's nothing coming down the pipeline when it comes to this, when it comes to herbicides. No chemistry in the making, you know, and if it came out tomorrow, it would still be 10 years before we could see that product. How do you cope with that?
An excellent question. You know, the last true new mode of action that came out for corn and beans was the HBBDs, and that was discovered came out in the market in the late 80s, right? So, you know, we're talking 25 years since a new mode of action has come to the market, you know, and so what we have is what we have at least for another 7 to 10 years, and that's assuming somebody finds something tomorrow. And as far as I know, us or our competitors haven't found anything, so you're probably looking more like 10 to 15 years before you got a new mode of action. And in the past, when products failed, like a Pursuit and soybeans failed, you had glyphosate, right? Glyphosate failed. You had the HBBDs and the PPOs that came in. Well, if those chemistries fail, there is nothing waiting in the wings. So, you know, this is the time to make sure that, you know, a lot of universities talk about practicing zero tolerance, right? You got a weed like a water hemp or a Palmer amaranth that can produce 1.5 million seeds per plant in a field. You get 1, 2, 3 of those escape, your whole field is going to be infested with it, right? So, you know, the thing you got to do today is practice zero tolerance. If you see in your field that you have 4 or 5 plants left over, go out and chop them down, you know, and don't think, oh, it's only 1 or 2 plants, it's not a big deal. Those 1 or 2 plants are going to, you know, take over half of your field the next year. So, you know, utilize multiple passes. Make sure you use a full rate of a pre, and if you can, maybe put two modes of action or three modes of action in that pre, and then come back with your post applied. You know, again, multiple modes of action, and try to hit that as many ways as possible. And that's, I think, one of the big things, too, is in these university days that we have. I was just in one last week where on the treatments, they actually had the numbers for the mode of actions. And we're trying to point out to people is, do you notice that there's a trend here? A lot of the same modes of action, right? And not a lot of different mixes or different modes of actions mixed together. A lot of the same ones mixed together. And that's not good weed resistance management. So, you know, as long as we can get people to do multiple trips, multiple modes of action, we can keep this at bay, especially with water hemp and Palmer amaranth. The one nice thing about it is the seed is usually only viable 3 to 4 years. So if you can keep it under control and practice yield tolerance, you can usually get it out of your field within a 3-4 year period.
The future does look bright, but it is a little intimidating when we're talking about all the lack of the new technology when it comes to herbicides. Thank you, Jeff, for taking a few minutes to chat with me. Once again, talking with Jeff Springsteen about weed resistance here at the Bayer booth at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Jamie Johansson.